You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year, Thailand has been seeing ongoing protests triggered by the dissolution of the popular opposition Future Forward Party in late February. The Thai military seized power in a coup back in 2014, which put Prayuth Chan-o-cha at the head of the country. And last March saw the first elections since then, which many deemed a long-awaited opportunity for change after years of military rule. Many young, first-time voters were avid supporters of the pro-democracy Future Forward Party. However, the controversial election saw Prayuth Chan-o-cha officially appointed as Prime Minister. Back in February this year, a court ruled that the Future Forward Party had received a loan, which was later deemed a donation, thus making it illegal, from leader Mr. Thanathorn, and the party was forced to disband. This prompted thousands of young Thais to join street protests, which were halted by the advent of COVID-19 restrictions, but ignited again in June despite restrictions following the disappearance of a prominent pro-democracy activist. Pro-democracy activist Wanchalern Satsakit was reportedly snatched off the street in Cambodia, and protesters are accusing the Thai state of orchestrating his kidnapping. Protesters are now calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha, as well as amendments to the constitution, a new election, and an end to the harassment of rights activists and state critics. Protesters are also calling for curbs on the power of the monarchy, which is unprecedented as Thailand's lèse-majesté law, forbidding insults to the monarchy, is one of the strictest in the world, where breaches can see sentences of up to 15 years in jail. The Thai government has issued an emergency decree banning large gatherings, but protesters have been marching against this, with thousands taking to the streets of Bangkok. With demonstrators targeting the office of the Prime Minister, the Thai government deployed riot police, and at least 85 people have been arrested thus far, including human rights lawyer Anon Nampa, the first person to openly break the taboo by calling for monarchy reform back in August, and student Panasaya, who became one of the most prominent faces of the protests after delivering a 10-point manifesto urging royal reform in late August. These protests are seeing a strong generational divide within Thailand, with the older and younger generations having seemingly opposite ideas of what they want for their governance. Dr. Sin Peng from the University of Sydney says senior officials seem to have a patronising attitude towards the young protesters, which demonstrate the deeply held traditional belief of respecting one's elders. This, in turn, will further motivate young protesters to push for their voice to be heard and demand respect for their concerns. While protests have been organised and ongoing since July, they have been accumulating momentum and yesterday saw the fifth consecutive day of coordinated demonstrations in Bangkok. These protests are being driven by a coalition of youth groups across Thailand, and while most leaders have been arrested or apprehended by the police, they are going strong without any centralised leadership. A police spokesperson told a news conference that the police force are committed to maintaining peace and order, and in order to do so are bound by laws, international standards, and human rights. While police and protesters have maintained a fairly peaceful relationship so far, on Friday, the police force used water cannons against peaceful demonstrators, a violation of international human rights standards, according to the Human Rights Watch. The Human Rights Watch observed the police force using water cannons laced with blue dye and seeming to contain a tear gas chemical in order to break up protests in Bangkok's shopping district. The police then charged the crowd with batons and shields, arresting scores of protesters. Brad Adams, the Human Rights Watch's Asian director, says the deployment of police to violently disperse peaceful demonstrations shows the government is embarking on a wider crackdown to end these protests. He says the government has now invoked an emergency decree, giving the police the green light to commit rights abuses with impunity. The 2020 United Nations guidance on less lethal weapons in law enforcement says water cannons should only be employed in situations of serious public disorder, where there is significant likelihood of loss of life, serious injury, or the widespread destruction of property. Water cannons should also not be targeting people at short range due to the risk of permanent blindness or secondary injuries if a person is propelled by a water jet. International media reporting on Thailand, such as reports from BBC's World Service, have now been blocked on the country's main cable TV network, True Visions. Authorities are currently urging satellite service providers to also block the broadcast of Voice TV, a station widely known for their critical coverage of the government. Censorship is becoming an increasingly worrying factor of the situation in Thailand, with the government's emergency decree empowering Thai authorities to impose broad censorship in direct violation of the right to free expression and media freedom. On Friday, police issued several warnings against news reports and social media commentary critiquing the monarchy, government, and general political situation in the country. The live streaming of protests has now also been declared illegal, as well as the posting of selfies and photos from protest sites. Scenes in Bangkok are currently being compared to Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrations, with prominent Hong Kong activists such as Joshua Wong and Nathan Law sending messages of support to Thai protesters. Law has described the Thai demonstrators as courageous, saying the structure of the problem is different, but at the end of the day we see a lot of parallels between these two cases, pointing to the use of legal charges and water cannons, as well as the closure of transport systems in order to try thwart rallies. With both sides showing no signs of conceding their position, it is likely we will be seeing these protests continue to grow and amass support, and we will be keeping you updated here at BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.